This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchel with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Over these last days, there have been videos that are available globally of tanks, army tanks, in the streets of Chinese cities. And one in particular I saw, and it puzzled me. It was early in the morning, and the tanks with their diesel engines were rolling past bystanders who were standing there watching it. There was no attention to barriers to keep the people back. There was no MPs available to help with the crowd control. The tanks were just rolling up an avenue. It was a boulevard. So we are puzzled. And I welcome Jennifer Zung, who is the host of the YouTube channel Inconvenient Truths, to help me understand what I was witnessing on these videos. Jennifer, very good evening to you. Why were those tanks there? And does this happen all the time, just rolling tanks up boulevards in major Chinese cities? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you so much for having me. No, I don't think that is usual or everyday practice. It's a rare thing that so many tanks were rolling on the street and so many people were watching, and that's why different clips got spread out like wildfire on the internet. Initially, I think there was some confusing, and people thought that this was tanks rolling out to crack down on the protesters against the Henan province, Henan Bank in Henan province, where the banks have frozen funds of thousands, hundreds of thousands of depositors. They got 40 billion yuan Chinese yuan frozen by the bank. So there had been large-scale protesting, I think, in the capital city of Henan province, Zhengzhou city, 1,000 to 3,000 people. So that was a very rare protest, and that's large-scale. So people initially thought it was, they're running, or the tanks running on the street to crack down on these protesters. But it later on turned out it was actually in Rizhao City in Shandong province. That's some 100 kilometers away from Henan province. And it was said it is an annual, event where there was PLA, People's Liberation Army's Navy training base near Rizhao, and every year they are exchanging, maybe, the people doing some kind of exercises. So I did see there's a car plate in that video that says Lu, in Chinese is referred to Shandong province. So from different channels, I can confirm that video was from Rizhao City, Shandong province, instead of Henan.
Right. Gordon, you have a question for Jennifer.
Jennifer, these videos have gotten a lot of attention both inside and outside China. And inside China, it seems to me that people are nervous. Obviously, they're unhappy about a number of different things, as the bank protesters have shown us, but also people have been upset about the COVID lockdowns and a number of things. It seems that these tank videos attracted attention largely because the psychology of the Chinese people right now is very different than what it was, let's say, 2 years ago. If you could comment on that.
Yes, I think right now, in the past 2 years, the large-scale lockdown on so many different cities, even in the biggest or the most richest, most prosperous city like Shanghai, had really ruined not only China's economy, but also people's psychological mental status has somehow reached extreme of where how much they could endure. I think they did some kind of statistic in a city, maybe it's in northeast China, called Dandong City. They locked down the entire city for so many days, and there is no single one case about people actually died of COVID. But there are so many people who died, who committed suicide of themselves because they couldn't endure the extremely strict lockdown, or because they couldn't get a doctor to cure their incurable illnesses, or because the mental pressure, because, you know, if there is one person tested positive in one building, the entire building, all the residents in that building could be hundreds or even thousands of them need to be taken away. So this one person who tested positive may feel so guilty that he committed suicide. So those kind of cases were everywhere to be seen, and especially during the Shanghai lockdown, we saw people, you know, kneeling down to those staff members, begging them to let me take my old father to the hospital. And we see, you know, a woman got lost her baby because she had to wait for her COVID test report before she could admit it into the hospital. And during her waiting period of time, her baby died. So this kind of all these hardships, tribulations, and economic, physical, and mental, and especially when people couldn't seek treatment, all this, I think, really has reached a point where people can no longer handle it. And plus the worsening economic situation, like people couldn't, you know, withdraw their money for months and months and months, and 40 billion yuan just gone to nowhere. I think now that's why you could see thousands of people show up in Henan province to protest. That was really never happened in recent years.
Jennifer, very quickly, we've had stories of people seeing their health codes turn to red to report to a fever clinic when they're on the way to confront bankers. Have you heard stories like that? Is that widespread? We just have about a minute.
Yes, that is another way of how the Chinese Communist Party is controlling people with this so-called health code. If they want to control you, they manually turn your health code into red so that you can go nowhere. This is a very effective way in this digital totalitarian regime or time to control people. Very, very effective.
And you've heard that this happens everywhere in China, or is it just Shanghai and Beijing, or is it all cities?
I think it's all cities. This health code system is everywhere in China. So that's why we call it digital totalitarian. And they have another so-called grid management system. So in the real world, they divide a city according to map into many different of grid. So every grid, that's a piece of, you know, geographic area. Every people in that grid have a grid manager to monitor maybe this 1,000 people in the same grid. So everything you do, everything, you know, every move of you are to be monitored, and plus this digital monitor. So this is a nationwide monitoring and controlling system. And nowadays, you know, everybody has a cell phone. And one extreme example is in Chengdu City, they develop a concept called a time and a space companion. So the concept is they connect your cell phone location data. If you have been in the same 800 times 800 meters, square meters, in that large area, if you've been in that square together with a positive case, right, for more than 10 minutes, you are called a time and space companion, and your health code turned yellow, and you can go to nowhere.
Jennifer Zhang of the YouTube channel Inconvenient Truths, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.